Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
All right, welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast, where I coach owners of cleaning companies on anything and everything related to building and growing cleaning companies. If that's you and you're committed to growing your cleaning company, you're in the right spot here. You can also go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com. You get everything you need to create the cleaning company that you've always wanted. If you want to be a guest on the show, reach out to our producer, Natalie at nat@growmycleaningcompany.com, or give us a call at 480-648-5149 to apply to be on the show. We are always excited to hear about feedback from you guys. Today, we are chatting with Jesse Carson from Spring To It Cleaning. Spring To It serves the Lacombe, Alberta, Canada area. I'm sure I messed up probably all three of those words. If you want to reach out to Jesse and her team, you can get a hold of them at www.springtoitcleaning.com. Jesse, so excited to have you. Welcome to Cleaning Nation.
Thank you. I am so excited to be here.
All right. Well, I've got a crap ton of stuff to say, as is my custom, but I'm just going to shut up and say, introduce yourself, let us know who you are, how you got here, and why we should care.
Okay, so my story, 8 months ago, I was running a business with my ex-husband. It went bankrupt.
Husband at the time though, right?
Husband at the time.
Okay.
Yep. It bankrupted me personally, and my home was about to go into foreclosure. And I was trying to escape a very abusive relationship in the midst of it. So honestly, it was an awful, awful time in my life. I was stressed, anxious, overwhelmed. On top of this, I hadn't worked outside the home for 12 years. Our province was in a very, very deep recession and jobs were very hard to come by, but I had to make money very quickly and I didn't have a choice. So I decided at that moment that failure was not going to be an option for me. I have two kids that I need to feed, and they needed me to stand up. So I had to heal myself. I had to get focused, and I couldn't afford to be drowning in a pity party. So my mantra became, rock bottom will become the solid foundation on which I will rebuild my life. Tina Turner became my hero. I figured if she could stand up and go on to have an awesome career and an awesome life, why couldn't I? And so I just decided that I was going to start a cleaning company. And so I just put some ads and suppliers up around town. And I just slowly and surely started to get clients. And so that's kind of where my story and where I come from and why I'm here today.
All right. Well, my first bit of coaching is if you can sing and or dance anywhere near like Tina Turner, don't talk to me. Just go do that. Cause I think you'll make a little more money.
I know. If I had her legs, that's where I'd be.
Yeah, me too, but not so much. I'd show you mine, but it would be embarrassing to my family and Cleaning Nation. No one would listen to me anymore. It would be the end of an era. So I'll keep them below camera level and show y'all a little respect. So that's Jesse's side of it. I got to tell you my perspective and how she got here. We were literally speaking yesterday. I think she reached out somehow on the website or she'd been, I don't know how she come to me, but Natalie books my whole schedule. So she says, you have a strategy session for this person. I have no idea who it is, if they're paid or free or what's going on. I just do it. So we talked to her and I was really just digging your vibe and your energy because before I heard about all your, you know, kind of where you come from and the hard spot you were in. And you were just like, I'm going to get at it. And I could just hear in your voice, like, this is a lady that is going to actually do something with stuff that I'm sharing. So I was excited. And once we heard your story, I'm like, oh my gosh, there's zero chance in God's green earth that we're not getting this woman onto the podcast. And she agreed not only just to the podcast. I'm like, would you do the video? Because I just figured it'd be so much cooler if people got to know you. And now here we are. So that was yesterday. Literally, usually the podcasts are booked like a week out and then it goes on. But I was so excited to get you going right away. Now you're in an accelerator program. So we're going to hold hands and skip and it's going to be lovely.
Yes, I'm excited. I'm very excited.
All right. So now that you and I have had our love fest and Cleaning Nation probably doesn't care at all, let's talk about how we can actually help you today. Maybe give some value to the listening audience. What's shaking in your world and how can I help?
So I'm wanting to transition from residential to commercial. I have a very, very small budget and not a lot of time because I am still cleaning in my business. So I need some help on how to market this, I guess, get some strategies and some marketing ideas on to be creative and just to get going.
Okay, perfect. I'm excited about that. Let's set a little foundation first so I can make sure I'm not just helping you, but Cleaning Nation as well. First and foremost, I want to encourage you. I think we talked about this yesterday, but it's important. I want to make sure it gets out there. I hear so much so often. And so you're like the 119th person I've heard say, I just have no money or I have very limited budget, very limited time. That's so common. The first thing to do is define that. So limited budget doesn't help at all, right? It needs to be, and if you've listened to the show, Cleaning Nation, you'll know I'm a big fan of a percentage, right? So instead of a flat amount that may be appropriate today, but not tomorrow or too much, you know, whatever, I like a percentage. So first and foremost, not just you, Jesse, but you know, to everybody listening, don't say I've got a small amount or a tiny amount or no money. If you have literally no money, don't start a business. That would be my coaching is don't start. Now, if you're like, I only have $300 a month, that's fine, right? That's fine. That's no one has infinite budget. Everyone's got a limited budget. So I'd encourage you, first of all, to be very specific about what you're willing to contribute, time and money, right? Those are equally valuable. At the beginning of the business, you're going to spend more time and less money. As you get more successful, you'll spend more money and less time. But either way, you need to budget that. So I just encourage you and everybody say, whatever that is, it's going to be 5%, 10%, 20% of my revenue. Or if I don't have any revenue, I'm going to spend $300 a month or 100. I don't care what the amount is. That's not as important. But I would focus on this is what I'm going to spend. And whether it feels good or feels scary or not, that's what I'm going to spend. And I will spend it on reinvesting in my business every month, come hell or high water. Is that an okay rule to start with?
Yeah.
Okay. Second of all, I want to talk a little bit about transitioning from residential to commercial. I'm a huge fan. I don't want to knock on the residential people. And I don't want to lose you guys if you're like, this isn't for me. Just give me a minute. If you kind of have done the comparison between here's what the benefits and disbenefits to residential are and here's the benefits, the disbenefits of commercial, and I understand both pictures pretty well and I'm choosing residential, God bless you. That's fine. I have no problems with that. Unfortunately, mostly what happens is I got in the cleaning business because I didn't know what else to do. And I knew I could clean and I started cleaning. I'm not going to go to some business owner or some, you know, property manager or something and ask them to clean. That's really scary. So I just went to my neighbor, my mom or whatever, and I got one account and it grew naturally, which is great. There's nothing wrong with that. The problem comes in when, and I'm so proud of you for not saying this. Like when we talked and we were talking about commercial because we talked about your goals specifically and for you and where you want to go, commercial is by far the right way. That's not for everybody, but there was zero hesitation with you going, well, I'm scared. It's right. It's out of your comfort zone, but that's what it takes. So the big thing is make sure when you make the decision to pick your niche, whether it be residential or commercial, and within residential, if it's elderly people or married people or wealthy homes or condos, and in commercial, if it's property managers or bowling alleys or whatever you pick, that you're not picking it based on, well, I got a buddy that owns a bowling alley, so that's going to be my niche. You got to really look at it and say, where are my goals for the business and pick a niche that is going to be, that's going to fill your goals. And like we talked yesterday, you could make your goals with residential. It's not impossible, but business is so dang hard. Why pick the hard way? Let's go the easy way, right? Long story short, that's kind of the foundation. Now enough of that yak and let's talk about how to actually do it. Another thing I want to give you, because there are probably other people that are in recession or are listening to this and their areas in recession. If you're in recession, commercial is the way to go. If you're residential and I'm a homeowner and I lose a job, cleaning's the first thing that's going to go. It just is. In the commercial world, it's not. It's what are they going to do? Not clean their bill? Like it's not. Usually cleaning is 1%, if that, less than 1% of their entire budget. So the $1,000 or $1,500 that they're giving you, they're running $7 million a year through that. They just don't care. Or maybe they'll be like, oh, we got to tie up. Can you do it for a couple $100 less? But on the residential side, they're, long story short, commercial is much more recession-proof than residential. So that's that. All right. So now let's talk about the residential to commercial. First of all, there's always kind of that emotional, mental, like, I don't know how to do it. Do I just fire all my residential people? What do I do? I'm a big fan of, we're going to let the residential stay. So what's going to happen is if the phone still rings and someone calls and says, hey, Jesse, will you come do my residential bid? Yes, you will. Of that you know, say, I'm just going to say $500 a month or whatever your 10% or whatever your amount is for marketing, $0 of that is going to go to residential, period. Okay. Zero of your time is going to go to residential unless if it falls in your lap, you know, God comes and drops a $100 bill in your lap, you're not going to throw it back at him. So if the phone rings or you've got a referral or you've got someone that wants you to do business with them, you're still going to accept that work. You're just not going to pursue it. Does that make sense? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're not firing any customers unless they need to be fired otherwise, right? If it's something that's just cost, you know, you didn't bid it right or they're terrible human beings or whatever, that's fine. But we're not going to fire anyone just because they're residential. We're only going to tighten up our standards. So right now, because you have no commercial accounts, and we're going to talk about what to do on the residential side first, then we'll move how to get to the commercial. But since you don't have any commercial customers, the residential, you're just going to kind of run as it's been. You're just going to deduct the time that you've been spending chasing, fooling with residential customers, and they'll naturally go away. And you're going to tighten up your standards on who you take. That was one of the nice things. Oh, and if you haven't listened, Craig and I did a video, another client of mine, and he did the exact same thing that Jesse did. But I think he and I talked 6 months in when he'd already quadrupled his business or something. So the big thing is, all that he did is start getting more and more specific on who he'd take with residential. So when we first started, he didn't look for any of them, but if they called, he'd go out and bid. And then it got to the point where he just got more and more expensive and more selective. And before, his average account was like, I don't know, $180 or something. Now for residential, it's probably $400 because he's so selective about who he's going to take. And that freedom of, I don't really do, and you don't tell him you don't do residential. You just say, you don't have to say anything, but you can be very particular. There's none of that, like, I've got to have the sale, please sign this contract. People can feel that and they're repelled by it. So once you get to the point when commercial is your real deal, it'll be almost funny how, well, crap, these customers I would have died or killed for just 6 months ago. Now I'm like, yeah, $250. Yeah, nah. And now the less you want them, the more they want you. It's like guys and girls relationships. That makes sense?
That makes perfect sense.
Okay. So the commercial side, we're going to start kind of just like we start with the residential side, which is, let's not do that. Let's start with a niche. If you've listened to enough of the podcast, you've heard niche. If you go out and say, I sell commercial, nothing drives me nuts when I say, what's your niche? And they go, oh, I focus on commercial. I'm like, there's, you know, if you're in Alberta, Canada, there's 57,000 businesses in your, you know, area. That's not a niche. A niche is going to be, and again, you and I can work on this one-on-one in a smaller group, but just for the purpose of discussion, you've got to pick your niche. And the way you do that is you find out what business is going to fit my needs, my goals. So say you want to build $1 million business in the next 3 years or 2 years or whatever. You figure, well, my average, you know, that's $80,000 a month. So that's either $81,000 customers or $10,000 customers. So the niche just has to be small enough where you can talk to it because you don't have a big marketing budget, right? So if your marketing budget's $500 a month and you're trying to market to 50,000 businesses, that's like a tenth of a penny per, you don't have the time and money to attack that. But if you say, I'm just going to do restaurants. Well, shoot, there might only be 300 restaurants within your little area. And I'm not saying you should do restaurants or a bear, but just to pick something. So first of all, pick your niche so you can make that time and money that you're so limited on go farther, right? If you've only got $300 a month, that's still $10 a month you can spend if there's 30 restaurants that you're going to target, right? So first of all, pick your niche. Second thing you're going to do is go start interviewing them and just say, hey, I'm going to be a restaurant cleaner. That's all I'm going to do. And just be square with them. We started with residential. We're moving to commercial and I'm going to be everything restaurant. So just tell me what's important to you. Why would you hire somebody or not hire somebody? Or is it price? Is it quality of work? Is it OSHA compliance? Is it making your employees happy? Is it not losing your, whatever, tell me. And I promise you, if you go on 10 interviews like that, especially with your personality, not being sexist, but if you know, cute girl walking in is always going to get a little better reception than scruffy dude like me. So if you just walk in and say, hey, I'd like to have a conversation, just talk to who's in charge. I'm not trying to sell anything. I just really want to know what's important to you. Two things are going to happen. One, you're going to know more than anybody else in your market about restaurants or nail salons or, you know, again, you have to pick a niche wisely, but we don't have time to do that. So you'll know more than anybody. So when you give a bid, I can't even compete with you, right? Because I'm going to come in and go, I know how to clean businesses and businesses are this, but you're going to talk about, I know how you need this floor's wax and your back of the house set up like this. And you can really have a different conversation than any of your competitors. That's huge. Second thing is, especially if you're kind and you've got your personality, you share how much you care with them, right? You're really like, hey, I'm just here to help. I'll be darned if at least three of those people don't say, man, what do I need to do to get a bid from you? Right? So you've, in doing your market research, and again, talk to 10 or 10 to 12 face to face, eyeball to eyeball, belly to belly. You could, if it's restaurants, you'll be like, hey, I'll buy you lunch. just a kidding. I want you to buy me lunch. You have the food right here. So yeah, if you have those conversations first, you're going to be an expert in the industry and be able to really dominate even as a new person. Cause I think a lot of it's just that fear of, oh my gosh, am I smart enough? Am I good enough? I don't know what I'm doing. If you just have those 10 conversations, I promise you, you'll be bigger, better, smarter, faster than your competition. Unless you've got someone else in Alberta that listens to the show and has picked your same niche, but I'm guessing that's probably not the case. So that's where I'd start. Questions, comments, thoughts?
No, I guess the only question I would have is, should I be phoning ahead to making these appointments, like with a decision maker, like whoever's hiring, or do I just go in and just be like, hey, kind of thing?
All right, Cleaning Nation, I'm going to stop and make a point. That's exactly the right question. So many people be like, okay, I'm on. And that show in the next question, next question, next question. I love that you're like, I'm actually going to do this because it is no value unless you go do it. What's the next step? So that's a beautiful question. That just shows me that we're tracking. Always make an appointment. Super professional. Just walking in. You can do it, but I wouldn't recommend it. And if you do, you dang well better have a gift and make sure it's not during lunch hour, dinner hour where they're busy. So no, absolutely call ahead. And still probably bring a gift. And again, that's $300. You might say, I'm going to go on 10 appointments this month. And that $300 is going to be a $30 gift for each of those people.
Okay.
Right? So no, to answer your question, absolutely call ahead. It's a professional thing to do. Yeah, have questions kind of written out so you know what to do and ask them. You know, the cool thing is they're probably at the beginning like, I don't know, and just say, hey, I just need 10 minutes. I'm not going to waste a bunch of your time. Funny thing is once you get in and you just ask questions and shut up and listen, people love talking about themselves. An hour and a half later, they'll be going, oh my gosh, I got to get back to work. And once you, if you can just get in, even if they sound like they're not that responsive at the beginning, if you can just get in, you'll do great. And then also depending on the niche that you pick, ask them, gosh, I'm just, and again, I've done this before. I just play the young, dumb, well, not young, I'm too old now, but the dumb guy and go, man, who else would you recommend? You probably don't know any other restaurant owners, bowling alley owners, whoever your niche is, that would be willing to spend 10 minutes with me and share, you know, their experience, would you? And, you know, some will, some won't, but that, you know, you might only have to make 4, 5, or 6 appointments to get the full 10. And then that referral is really, really strong. And then the good thing is, so when you do the 10, 3 are going to go, what do I need to do to get a bid? And you're going to go, well, God. And then the cool thing is you're going to say, well, you've been so kind to help me out. Thank you for your generosity and your time. Let me, of course I'll give you a bid and do something a little special for them. And the 6 or 7 that don't, you can still call them after the fact and go, hey, I've talked to 10 other restaurant owners. I think I've got an idea of what you guys want now. If it's something you'd be interested in, I'd be happy to bid. If not, let me know what I need to do later. And you know, when does your contract come up or when would it call? And then you should have 10 prospects out of that. Again, don't go in trying to sell, go in trying to learn, but naturally I promise you the selling is going to happen and you should be able to get some referrals and you could probably even get some, I hate to say it, but you could even get some, testimonials. Like, and again, I'm a huge fan of the Sotellus people. So get that app. Yeah. And when you do it, go, hey, I really appreciate your time. Would you mind just sharing a couple thoughts of our time together on camera? You might be able to get 5 or 10 testimonials before you've even cleaned something. You put that on the website, not a bad gig.
Okay.
That was a big, fat, long rant. I don't even know how long we're going because we're doing the video and I don't have my timer up, so I have no clue. That said, any other questions, thoughts, feedback, anything else you need before you feel like you're solid to get going?
No, I think that's really a good place to start, that I really feel like I can focus somewhere and get started.
And the last thing I'll give you is I will always give those guys, the next step could be, if you want to take that a little farther, is you could offer some sort of upgraded service or free cleaning, or it's tough to do like with residential, you can say, hey, I'll give you free cleaning. And about a third of those should take you up for paid customers. For the commercial, it's a little harder because if they've already got a cleaner, it's not like they're going to tell their cleaner, don't come in Thursday. It's not a big gig. But what you usually can do is say, hey, let me do your floors or let me do your windows or kind of a one-time service. To get in, and as you're starting, that might even, if it's floors, you might even pay someone $200 to do the floors. You may not even do them, but that's another option. Not with the 10, but if you wanted to, you know, make that offer to 100 people and maybe even work out with the floor guy, like, hey, if you'll do this at cost or for free, I'm going to give them a bid for everything, for the flooring and everything. And if I get the flooring bid, you're going to get all that work. You can almost get that for free. So that's another way. I'm going to give you one more because I love you and I'm feeling on a roll here. The next thing you can do is strategic alliances. That's one of my favorite strategies. Find people that sell to your niche audience and then work with them. So I'm going to go residential because commercial gets really confusing and we can talk offline once you get your niche. But for residential, what that would look like is the bug guy, right? He goes to people's houses, does a service and gets paid, and he goes every week or every month. That's what you do. Or the pool service guy. Well, I don't know, in Alberta, you guys have pools up there?
No.
Okay, so not that, you don't even know what the pool, you have no clue. But for those of us in Phoenix, you know who the pool guy is. Or the landscape guy, right? Or the snowblow guy, I guess, for you guys. I have no clue. But those are some strategic alliances. Anyone that sells to your same customer a different product than you sell, go to them and say, hey, So first of all, like for residential, you'd go to your best customer and say, hey, who's your pool guy? Who's your landscape guy? Who's your bug guy? Who do you love? They'll go, oh, it's John. So then you call John. Let's just do the commercial. I hate giving you mixing things. So say you're at the restaurants. That last question I would have on your questionnaire of, hey, what do I need to do to serve you is, who's your most important vendor, right? Who do you listen to? Who's the guy, if he says, buy this, do that, do whatever, you do it, right? And he'll say, oh, it's my CPA, or it's the guy that sells me my meat, or it's the guy that, I'm obviously not a restaurateur, so I'm totally making stuff up. For me, a lot of times it was my CPA. Who else? There's two or three guys through every, my insurance guy, I always listen to him. So say he says it's the insurance guy, right? Mm-hmm. Call the insurance guy, and ideally he does at least some sort of specialty in restaurants because he's got at least one restaurant client. And you say, hey, Jim over at Bob's Big Boy or whatever told me that you are the best thing since sliced bread and that you're really smart. I'm going to be selling exclusively to restaurants. I would love to do a deal where if you'd like to make a mailing to your list, you can mail to all of, you know, maybe you got 100 customers or 1,000 customers or prospects, right? If you mail to them, I'll give all of them a free floor cleaning or a free consult or whatever. And in exchange, all of my customers, I'll tell them they need to use you as their insurance agent or as their CPA or as whatever. So you find someone that sells to your people and you trade lists. And at the beginning, you won't have a list to trade. So you're going to have to give them something really beneficial. But that's a great, that way when you call on John and you go, hey, John, you know, Susan, your accountant who you trust and love said that we should talk. That's a slam dunk for a meeting. Very rarely is she going to say no.
Okay.
Does that make sense? And that's something I could do 2 hours on, but I just wanted to give you the concept. All right. Any other questions, comments, rude remarks, thoughts before we hit the lightning round?
Nope. That was awesome.
All right. We've had the charming, awesome person being quiet and the loudmouth speaking. So we're going to switch it. Go to the lightning round. You're going to get the opportunity to give back to Cleaning Nation. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
The best piece of advice I ever received was, if your dream doesn't scare you, it's not big enough.
Atta girl. I love that. I'm going to, that has to go in the show notes. That's solid. If your dreams aren't big enough, if your dreams don't scare you, they're not big enough. Love it.
Yeah.
And this will be fun because I know you're fairly new. What's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business so far?
I didn't schedule my houses. I had a whole bunch of houses and I had some extra apartment cleanings to do and I didn't schedule it properly. And I wasn't able to get everything done when the client needed to get it done. And it was a big schmozzle. The client was very angry. So that's been the biggest mistake I've made is scheduling.
Yeah, there's only two ways that can hurt in the cleaning business. Too many customers and not enough customers. So, all right, last question. What's one idea Cleaning Nation can put into practice today before they go to bed that will improve their lives or their business?
I actually have 5 things that have really helped me in my life. It's get enough sleep, eat nutritionally, exercise, meditate or pray, and journal.
And right, since we're on video, can I get a show of the guns? Or, you know, show off, you know, from all this
pressure? Well, I don't know. My people are gonna be like, what are you doing?
So eat right, sleep well, and you can have massive, massive pythons coming out of your shirt like our friend Jesse. Jesse, thank you so much for coming on the show and putting up with my ridiculousness. Thank you for sharing your passion and your desire to grow. I know I appreciate you. I'm sure Cleaning Nation appreciates you. When you want to check out Jesse's show notes page, get all the information and discover everything you need to grow your cleaning business, growmycleaningcompany.com. Leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks. I will see you there.
Congratulations! You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.